You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
6:05 a.m. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. I got some good news and I got some bad news to start the show today. What would you like to start with?
Let's do good.
You want to start with the good news first?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. That's where you want to go today.
Yeah. The good news to start the show today is the Golden Knights kicked some serious butt last night over the T-Mobile Arena. Sold out over 18,000 people.
It was ridiculous. Wow.
So they open up the game and they instantly go up basically 4-0 in the first period.
Hands on, a nice pass, Nosek scores! Nearly skated out, taken up by Brendan Leipzig. Leipzig dangling, looking up top, they score! Giveaway again, it's Eakin centering, but hops over the stick of Perron, perhaps an active stick, got it. McNabb's shot, big rebound, and Neal scores! Down low to Hella, across for Smith, put in front, they score! It is Neal again!
Yeah, so Neal was like just crushing it last night. Mm-hmm. The capacity for the T-Mobile Arena is about 17,000, and 18,191 were there. So they actually had people in standing room only places because it was that full last night. And they did this huge tribute at the beginning, really touching ceremony where they have these really cool gobos that, you know, they show things on the ice. And
that's so cool how they do that.
They brought out all the first responders to escort the players onto the ice. The visiting team, very touching as well. Like, they all had the Vegas Strong emblems on their helmets. A couple of the players talked before the game. They did 58 seconds of silence, 1 second for each of the victims while they had their names on the ice as well. It was just a really powerful moment last night for the community. And then they went out there and just stomped.
Yeah.
They just crushed their opponents.
Storybook last night.
It was history being made last night.
5-2. Yeah. You know, I mean,
first time ever here in Las Vegas having a major professional sports franchise after the week that we've all had, you know, for them to rally the city like they did. I'm sure that you guys recalled yesterday we were talking about how they didn't have any advertisements on the boards last night. It was all just Vegas Strong stuff. Really just an important moment for the community. The city came together and, man, it is really easy to be a Golden Knights fan, even if you haven't been a hockey fan previously, to get behind this team, because that was just an awesome moment to see the city come together when we really needed it.
I mean, they're already atop of the division.
Yep.
In the West, on top of the Pacific, 3-0.
Yep.
Completely undefeated right now in regular season play. So, you know, hats off to them. Great first night here in Las Vegas, you know?
Yeah, and for an expansion team to be doing this well, it's just unheard of.
I like how they did the draft this year. I'm curious to see how the rest of the season certainly goes and plays out.
Sure.
Because, you know, the way they used to do the expansion, like, look at the San Jose Sharks or look at the Florida Panthers, or, you know, you look at these teams that were, you know, newer back in the 90s.
Yep.
They were awful for decades.
It takes forever. They changed it up a little bit this year. There is some, you know, a chance that the Vegas Golden Knights could be somewhat of a contender, but we'll check our expectations.
I think they'll make the playoffs.
We'll be excited that they're doing well right now. Yeah. It's
undefeated's pretty good.
Undefeated. You know? It's only 3-0, but still we'll take it.
So
that's the good news.
We got the bad
news.
Yeah.
What, America didn't make the World Cup?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
we lose to Trinidad? How do you lose to Trinidad?
You know? Do you want to go with that for the bad news? Because I have a number of things we can go with for the bad news.
I mean, is that bad news? I mean, if you're a soccer fan, it's bad news.
It's bad news if you're Gary Jules. So
Gary Jules, the Mad World guy?
No, the former soccer player.
Oh, I thought you meant the...
That's what this clip is. All right, yeah.
Oh.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had.
Yeah, no, so the men's World Cup soccer team, well, there's not going to be a World Cup soccer team.
No.
I guess the bad news is really for Fox Sports. Do you know how much they paid for the rights, for the English version rights for the World Cup this year, assuming that the U.S. would be in it?
Yeah.
$200 million.
That's not that bad.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Man, they're like putting together like a $15 billion deal for the NFL.
That's the NFL, and that's guaranteed ratings and guaranteed revenue.
Yeah, but
that's $200 million. That's basically just flushed down the toilet.
A bunch of soccer nerds are going to watch it anyway. They know the U.S. They knew the U.S. wasn't going to win the World Cup. I mean, like, we're good at pretty much everything. Hey, the Olympics, got that on lock. You know, football, baseball. You know, we're pretty damn good at pretty much everything except for soccer.
Ian, I'm a little bit crossed on this guy's name. What is this guy's name? So he's a former soccer player, and he's a commentator on ESPN now. And it was almost one of those moments, like after the boxing fight with the terrible judging in Triple G, where the commentator just lost his mind.
Teddy Atlas.
Yeah, exactly. So who's this guy?
Let me grab the name real quick for you. Actually,
it's just a who cares?
Yeah, it's a comment. He's an old soccer player.
It's a guy on ESPN.
Here he is, very mad that the men's soccer team did not make the World Cup.
By the way, as an ex-player, every single one of those players,
they can take some
nightmares
of that.
For the rest of their lives, because this is an utter embarrassment with the amount of money that is in Major League Soccer and in this sport. You can't get a draw, a tie against Trinidad? Max, you don't deserve to go to the World Cup. You kidding me? We can't beat Trinidad on a field that's too wet and too heavy? What are we doing? What are we doing? This is the discussion that's being had. It's remarkable to me when I go in this stupid thing right here at how ignorant people are when the rest of the world, Belgium played Bosnia on a cow pasture. But we can't play in Trinidad with water on the field.
Matt, Iceland
is the same size as Corpus Christi, Texas, or Anaheim, California. They can figure it out. If the United States can't figure it out, then no business being involved. Because if Iceland, an area that small, the size of Corpus Christi, Texas, I have to repeat that because that's an unbelievable reminder saying, how can we not figure this out?
I mean, Trinidad has a population of 1.3 million people, which is drastically smaller than the city of Las Vegas.
Right, yeah. Sure. So,
like, Gorman should be able to beat Trinidad.
And you know what? They probably could.
No, so, I don't think so.
Lost. I don't really care. The Golden Knights won. That's a better story.
I mean, it would have been nice to be able to go out and get drunk and watch soccer and pretend that we cared for a couple weeks.
That's all that we would do when it comes to the World Cup, is that we would just take a day and blow it off work because we'd be like, well, we got to go support the U.S. of A, you know, and then go drink it, born and raised or something. But
And then not really watch the game.
Now there's a bunch of hockey games we can do that for. So absolutely. That's fun, too,
Okay, so is everyone happy? Was that?
Yeah, go Golden Knights, man. That was awesome.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I do have some real bad news to share coming up.
Is it about Gary Jules?
No, it's about a man and his Toyota Corolla.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mahoney? Yeah.
No. He's not a Corolla.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, yes, a story of a man, his Toyota Corolla, and things going very poorly. Although, I mean, things could have ended much differently in a fantastic fashion. Gravity played a factor in this one.
Oh, that dirty gravity.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan takes to Instagram to defend Harvey Weinstein.
Because
Lindsay Lohan is Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
That, and we're checking the voicemail for the first time. If you want to get a message in there, 702-889-7352.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So the Caesars organization has stepped up with $2 million in support of the shooting victims.
Very nice.
Yeah, they said they're going to donate $2 million. And again, all class, seeing these huge organizations step up with big donations. Mm-hmm. I mean, MGM coming through with $3 million, Caesars $2 million, Station Casinos $1 million, UFC $1 million, Sands Corp, Sheldon Adelson, $4 million from them.
That's
cool. It's huge money, and it's really encouraging to see the way the city has come together. And last night was no exception over at the T-Mobile Arena. Sold-out crowd, beyond sold-out crowd. There's people in standing room only places for the home opener for the Golden Knights. And pretty powerful moments with Derek England getting up and doing his speech before the game. Here's a little clip of that.
Like all of you, I'm proud to call Las Vegas home. And I know how special this city is. To all the brave first responders that have worked timelessly and courageously throughout this whole tragedy, we thank you. To the families and friends of the victims, know that we'll do everything we can to help you and our city heal. We are Vegas strong.
So, and perhaps the strangest piece of news today, maybe the strangest piece of news this month, Kim Jong-un has been promoting his pop star ex-girlfriend to North Korea's ruling party's inner circle.
Well, at least they're on good terms.
What? Yeah.
Like promoting, like he's like, hey, check out this new single. It's I'm dropping it like it's hot.
Yes. Yes.
That's so weird.
Kim Jong-un's ex-girlfriend is in the North Korean version of the Spice Girls is what they're being called.
You okay. Want to be my lover.
Yeah. So would you like to hear a clip
yes.
of
yes.
Kim Jong-un's yes. ex-girlfriend's band?
Do sure. it.
Here we go.
Did they got a Casio keyboard there? They just hit like the demo mode? Is that what's happening there? I mean, she's a fine singer.
Sure. You know, it's not as fun as Spice Up Your Life.
Yeah, or Spice Up Your Life. How does that go? It's like Spice Up Your Life.
People around the world, Spice Up Your Life. Every boy and every girl, Spice Up Your Life. What?
No, it's really good.
You know what the number one musical instrument in North Korea is?
What?
The accordion.
Really?
No joke. They are obsessed with the accordion.
The world is a weird place, man. It really is.
I mean, the accordion's a pretty legit instrument.
Is it, though? There's one person on the planet who should play accordion ever. It's Weird Al. Nobody else. That's it. Like, even at the beer fests. I'm good. Hey, old guy with the really tight lederhosens. We cool. You can put the accordion down.
I don't know. That guy at Batista's,
the guy who hustles us every time we go there?
Yeah. He's like 94 years old, and he's 3 foot tall, and he comes around with his accordion. He's all hunched over. He's like, hey, where are you from? And you tell him, he's like, yeah, baby, doo, 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 and he'll play a little song. And then he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
But because you give him a nice tip, he'll come back and act like he's so old he forgot that he already came to your table. He's like, hey, where are you from? All right, doo 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 doo. And then you're like, I know you're hustling me, old man, but here you go.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, he's crafty.
He is. He knows what he's doing. All right, so speaking of crafty, this guy, a guy in Florida, of course, Florida.
Of course.
Yeah. he ended up driving down a dead-end street, and instead of turning around, he backed up to give himself some runway, and he tried to jump.
What?
His Toyota Corolla over a 20-foot canal.
What?
Did he set up a ramp?
No.
Oh, he thought that like you would just ramp magically get lift if you were going fast enough.
So he walked up to see how big the gap was first to eyeball it and then decided that he could make it. So he got back into his Toyota Corolla and threw it in reverse to give himself some runway, then floored it and tried to jump across the canal. Unfortunately, of course, the Toyota Corolla did not clear the canal. He's fine. Car is totaled. No word yet on the charges that he could be facing, but police, in their fine detective work, think alcohol may have played a role.
May have.
Maybe.
What if it didn't? He just really, like, legit thought that he could make it.
The most amazing part is there was a bridge to the other side of the canal just two blocks away. I love that guy, man.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Don't have a lot of time here, so we'll just check this one message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney, I was working yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to call in about the fight. Mahoney, you got your freaking ass whooped, bro. Dave was just wailing on you, bro. The respect I had for Mahoney has gone out the window.
Oh.
He put up a good fight, but good God, that was one of the best Saturday nights I've ever had. I wish I was there. You guys have always brought a smile to my face. Always hooked it up with tickets, and I haven't won this year, but good God. You guys are awesome. I wish you the best. Vegas strong. Thanks for doing what you guys do. You guys do a lot for the community. But Mahoney, next year, dude, start doing the freaking wailing arms, bro. Come on. Bring it on, dude. You brought on. My 5-year-old daughter could beat your ass. With that being said, thank you guys for doing what you do.
And Jesus, you long-winded next year, a-hole. Mahoney, shut up.
Hey. This is a good message.
No, it is not.
It's
10 minutes long.
Dave, right on. I appreciate you putting a smile on my face.
Message deleted.
First off, Shut up, you long-winded clown. And if you want a third fight next year, how about I just fight you?
Oh.
Okay, so I will say that the whole point of what happened on Saturday was for St. Jude Ranch for Kids. And I think it takes more courage to step into the ring if you know that you may get your butt kicked than if you walk in all confident. I give Mahoney credit for what he did.
I will challenge any of these clowns who continue to want to run their lips.
I don't know, and man.
Talk trash because let's do it.
I don't know. Yeah. I just, you probably shouldn't be challenging people.
Sylvia, shut up.
No, I'm just saying.
Shut up, Sylvia. Shut your face.
X1075's still to come today with David Mahoney.
So this whole Harvey Weinstein thing is unraveling and unraveling really fast for him. He's lawyered up and thinks that he is going to be able to sue his former company that's named after him. You know, we'll see how that works. But a lot of different celebrities coming out and blasting him, including people that he had previously been very close to in the past, calling him disgusting. But one person is stepping up and offering some defense, and that is the great Lindsay Lohan.
The person you most want to come to your defense at any time.
I need help. Who should I call? Throw up the Lindsay Lohan signal and let her come swoop it in.
When you want a role model, you look up to Lindsay.
When you think of somebody who's credible, who people take seriously, you think Lindsay Lohan. So I'll play what she had to say about Harvey Weinstein in just a moment.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
This audio came out yesterday, and frankly, it's pretty difficult to listen to now. The question that we had when we first heard it is, how on earth did the police not charge him? Because this is from 2015. What happened was, there was a girl that had called the police and said, you know, that he had basically groped her the night before. Mm-hmm. And so they said, well, let's set up a sting. Mm-hmm. And so they wired her up, put a mic on her, and she went back to his hotel room the following night, and he was trying to persuade her to watch him take a bath.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
A thing that we've heard numerous times from different accusers, saying that Weinstein wanted them to just stand there while he took a bath, or like the weird thing where he cornered the reporter in the hallway of the bathroom and then like pleasured himself in front of her into a plant. Like, just it's everything about this is so strange. But the reason they didn't press charges is because this girl, understandably so, just wanted to get out of this room. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't actually like physically touch her in this situation. But as you listen to this audio, you can understand just how much of a creep this guy is.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time. Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No, I can't.
I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children. Please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now.
Why yesterday you touched my wrist?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
But are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here.
There have been a number of celebrities that have stepped up and said that they're not surprised by what's happened. Charlize Theron took to Instagram yesterday, said, the women that have spoken about their abuse are brave and heroic, and although I didn't have a personal experience like that with Harvey Weinstein, I unfortunately cannot say I'm surprised. The culture that has always existed, not just in Hollywood, but across the world, there's many men in positions of power that have gotten away with it for far too long. We cannot blame the victims here. A lot of these women were young, just starting out in their respective fields, and have absolutely no way to stand up to a man with such influence, much greater than theirs. If they speak up, they are shut down, and that could be the end of their career. This is all a positive step forward in changing that culture, and these women need to know that they have a support system should anything like this happen to them, and I want all you to know that I support you.
That's pretty awesome. Going back to that audio, it's so bizarre that he's, you know, it's this weird, like, up and down, super aggressive, then super, like, begging, like, it's...
But then he kind of, like,
He sounds psychotic.
Yeah, right. Because he tries to, like, kind of guilt her.
He guilts her into it, and then he tries to force her into it. Like, no, come over here, sit down. And he's like, please, you're going to don't embarrass me.
Like, you're making a scene. Like, you're in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Like, who's making a scene?
Don't embarrass. I'm a famous guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't make a scene here. Did you hear about Terry Crews coming out yesterday?
Yeah, so there's multiple male celebrities that have also said that they've experienced situations like this where, you know, a Hollywood elite treat them like they're pieces of meat. Even Rob Schneider, which you wouldn't think would be, you know, the
Terry Crews, we Terry can understand Cruz, sure. Because Terry Crews is a mountain of a man.
Terry Crews says that he was at a party. Was it last year?
It was a couple years ago. It was a few years ago.
All right. And some guy just came up and just grabbed his junk at this party.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And just stared at him and like it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a Hollywood studio executive.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, like Terry Crews is like, I want to punch this guy directly in the face, but nobody would believe. I thought nobody would believe me. And, you know, I like we were talking about this last week when we were talking about Terry Crews on that talk show Hot Ones. You know, he's just such a likable guy. He's one of my favorite celebrities out there.
There's no reason for Terry Crews to lie about something like that.
Yes.
And Rob Schneider either. I mean, like, or any of these women that are coming out. Like, I mean, there's some that may that are lesser known that go, oh, this is an opportunity to get my name out there. But for the most part, like these huge celebrities, the last thing that they want to do is trot out there.
Well,
all of this stuff that
exactly
that's been really painful to deal with, I imagine.
And so it
takes a lot of courage.
There's some jokes that have been floating around. The one from the Oscar nominations in I think it was 2015 or 2013.
It's 2013. Seth MacFarlane.
Where Seth MacFarlane came out and had a joke about Harvey Weinstein, alluding to a lot of the accusations that are being thrown around right now. There was a 30 Rock joke that Tina Fey wrote.
Here, I actually have the Seth MacFarlane. Here you go.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
And the reaction from the room, but the reaction from Emma Stone, who was standing right next to him, you know, because she's still 2013, still pretty new actress. I would say she's not she wasn't A-list like she is today. She's had a lot of great roles since then. She was, you know, the best description I saw of that is she laughed, but it was like one of those uncomfortable laughs, kind of like how Mike Myers and Kanye during the Katrina benefit.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of like, ooh, you know, like that's, but it's good to see people calling him out.
That Harvey thinks his brother, Bob, quote, sold him out to the New York Times to get him ousted from their company.
I just like how he has to try to blame someone.
Yeah, well, his brother called Harvey a, quote, very sick man.
If you are doing these things and your brother ousts you out of your company, that's on you, dude, because nobody forced you to try to force yourself onto women. Like, that's disgusting.
Not a lot of people are coming to the aid of Harvey Weinstein right now, even though he is such a powerful executive in Hollywood. However, Lindsay Lohan took to Instagram last night to share her feelings. Boy.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. Hi, I'm in Dubai. I'm home. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. And we've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up.
So she's talking about Harvey's wife, who has said in the light of all of these allegations coming out, she's leaving him.
Good.
Yeah. And Lindsay, thank you for letting us know that it was you, Lindsay, even though we could see your face. So
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. Hi.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Maybe it was just me imagining this. Did she sound a little jacked up again? Like maybe under the influence of something?
Or I think that's just how she is now. Maybe, forever.
Yeah, she's like fried her brain a little bit.
Hi, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, it's Lindsay.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm in Dubai.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Making history last night over the T-Mobile Arena, the Vegas Golden Knights. Over 18,000 people showed up. It was a very loud crowd. Bunch of friends were there last night taking videos, and people were going nuts, and rightfully so. I mean, it's the first time that, you know, an expansion franchise has ever gone 3-0 to start, and the fact that, you know, after everything that the city has been through over the course of the past 10 days, you know, just the support from the community, the support from the players on the team, it really has made me a fan of a lot of these guys. To be perfectly honest, I just really haven't cared about hockey since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Minnesota, so you'd think, you know, hockey was big there. Well, the North Stars were my team, and they left back when I was just a little kid, and so I just didn't care about hockey much.
You didn't grow up with it.
I haven't followed it. I moved to South Carolina when I was 16, and then here to Vegas after that, and there's no hockey in either of them until now. But last night, after seeing the way that the city rallied
How dare you say that, Dave?
What?
The Las Vegas Wranglers were always near and dear to our hearts.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
The Thunder.
The Thunder.
Oh, my gosh. That's true.
Okay.
Everybody forgot. But yeah, I'm with you. I played hockey for years. It's the sport I played the longest throughout my entire life. Loved the game. But watching on TV, it kind of was like, if you don't have a home team anymore.
You can't connect to it, basically.
And then the connection that Vegas now has to the Golden Knights after everything that's happened here and the way that team has responded and the players have personally responded, and you're seeing these guys that you can tell really have a love for the city. Some of them have been here for a long time, some of them not, but it's just been so cool to see the city rallying together in a really tough time, and last night was no exception. I got a number of people asking me, do you know what that song is that they're playing every time they score a goal? Because they scored a lot of goals last night.
5 goals.
But it was so loud in the arena that you couldn't really tell, and so I started digging into it, and I realized, hey, that's Panic at the Disco, and Vegas Lights is the song. So if you're not familiar with how it sounds. So every time they put one in the goal last night, that's the song that was playing, and I think that's going to be the song moving forward for every time they put. I'm not sure, but I think that's going to be like their goal song. So we'll see.
Not a bad choice.
But Vegas Lights, and again, you know, being Vegas born, you know, Panic at the Disco's from here. It's a good choice.
They could also go with Imagine Dragons Warrior.
That would also work.
Yeah.
But that's, considering that's a solid song. That they've gone with Panic at the Disco, I have a song for the Vegas Golden Knights after last night. And this one, a little bit different. You couldn't use this for a goal song because I think it'd be a little premature. But after the game.
It's not Nickelback, is it?
No. It's Panic at the Disco that I'm about to play.
All right.
Just said that. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Hello. Sylvia? The song is Victorious, Panic at the Disco for you guys, Vegas Golden Knights. Well done last night, and thanks for doing our city proud.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Fact or fiction, all of us are going to tell you a story about our first kiss ever.
Aww.
And you'll have to determine whether or not it is fact or fiction. If you get 2 out of 3 correct, we're going to set you up with some tickets to go see Arcade Fire right here in Las Vegas later this month.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
How well do you know us? Do you think that you'll be able to tell if we're lying or not? Each of us are going to tell you a story about our very first kiss. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, come is that on, the sound Sylvia. Of Bossy Rossi eating the octopus?
Easy.
What? He always orders the most expensive thing on the menu when we go out.
If you want to play Fact or Fiction for some Arcade Fire tickets, give us a buzz, 702-791-1075. We'll do it right after this. It's Imagine Dragons.
Is it fact or fiction?
I like that.
Caton is joining us this morning from Henderson. How are you doing, Caton?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Good. So what do you think? You going to do well this game?
Oh, I'm going to rock it.
Okay. So you listen regularly. You think you have a good sense as to whether or not we would lie to you about something?
Yeah, I think I can see right through all three of you.
All right. Fair enough. Mahoney, you're up first. Each one of these stories are similar in the sense that they're all about our very first kiss. And you have to determine whether or not you're being lied to or not, whether it's fact or fiction. If you get 2 out of 3 correct, we're going to set you up with some tickets to go see Arcade Fire.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
The year was 1996.
Oh.
I was a freshman in high school back in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Going to my very first dance, the homecoming dance. With a girl named Amy.
I like how you're saying it all sexy, too.
Yeah.
We ended up at...
Hang on, actually. Could you just give me one moment here?
Kill my story.
I know, no, but it's just a voice.
Since you're getting into it here, let me just go ahead and score this.
Oh, yes.
Okay. 1996, St. Louis, Missouri. Freshman in high school. Going to my very first homecoming dance, or dance at all. First time really ever having a real date with a girl.
Oh, goodness.
Her name was Amy. We ended up at the Pasta House at Northwest Plaza Mall in St. Louis, Missouri.
Ooh.
A romantic setting. I ordered the toasted ravioli. She ordered the angel hair pasta in Alfredo sauce. After eating their garlic bread, She leaned over, looked me in my eye.
In your eye? In just my one eye?
Yeah.
Just one eye.
I didn't put Tago in the right eye. So I could only open the left eye. And she leaned in.
Yeah.
And kissed me.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
In the restaurant?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Over the table?
The pasta house.
Did she get dirty? Like, did her hair get into the pasta?
No, I mean, I didn't have pasta on my lap.
Oh.
Wait, where did she kiss you?
Wait, where did she kiss you?
What's going on? This is a kiss on the lips, yes. Right? Your okay. First kiss
yes.
On the lips.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
All right. Okay.
So, Caden, fact or fiction?
I just want to acknowledge I was 3 years old when that happened.
Cool story, bro.
I'm going to say fact.
Fact is correct. Yes, you are on the board with one. Again, Arcade Fire playing at Mandalay Bay Event Center Sunday, October 22nd. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. If you get one more correct out of the next two, then we're going to set you up with these tickets.
The best part, later on that night, after the dance, she told me that she had herpes.
Oh, my God.
That's a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
She told you she had herpes?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She was like 15, 14.
How did she get?
Oh, yeah, right. she was active.
She really. Was a, hussy McGussie.
Yeah. All so right. that was. Oh. I was like, what's that?
All right. So
yeah. I mean,
take it away.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
This was in elementary school.
Oh goodness.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Sylvia.
So this was like after school, and I was waiting for my mom to pick me up.
Uh-huh.
So I was a bit of a shy girl, so I was just like hanging out by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came up to me. I mean, like my age. And I knew
this 46-year-old came up to me.
And I was like, oh God. And I knew he had a crush on me, but he wasn't like, you know, a super dreamboat. So we were, you know, hanging out, whatever. And he goes, "You look like Gloria Estefan."
Oh goodness, and what I'm a like, high compliment.
And I said, "Oh, okay." And he leans over and I knew what he was gonna do. So I said, "I'm gonna vomit." And he didn't care. He kissed me, and it was very inexperienced kiss. It was very, very wet.
So your first kiss was a guy leaning in to kiss you, you not wanting it.
Yeah.
You proclaiming, "I'm going to vomit," and him still going through with
yep.
it? Fact or fiction, Caden?
I'm going to say that one's fiction.
Fiction is correct. Yes. Thank God. That would have been such a horrible way to get things started.
I know, I'm like, oh.
All right.
Blah. All right. You should have thrown up on him.
I should have. Non-existent little boy.
So you've already got the tickets, but we'll go ahead and give it one more shot. Just see if you can go 3 for 3, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So the year, I'm not exactly sure, is a long time ago.
Oh, so sexy.
We were at a church lock-in at Faith Lutheran Church. Ooh. And if you're not familiar with church lock-ins, they have chaperones all over the place. However, the kids, as the night goes on, scamper off and they'll go play in the gym. Or in our case, we went to what I think was a classroom of sorts where you had Sunday school maybe.
Okay.
And we played a game of spin the bottle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There was this bucktooth girl named Sarah Lambert. And I had a thing for Sarah Lambert.
Yeah? She's a little hottie?
Not really, but...
Okay.
You know. I wasn't a hottie either, so you gotta...
Oh, buddy.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Unfortunately for me, the game of spin the bottle did not deal me the hand of being able to kiss somebody. There was a couple of little lovebirds that had started kissing, and two of them actually went into a closet. I have no idea what happened. I just said, I remember that happening, and then them yelling, "Everyone get out," and so we left the room. But then Sarah said, "Dave, let's go outside." And we went outside, and right around the back of the church, there was two steps.
Yeah.
And I remember standing on the top step and her standing one step below, because Sarah was a big girl.
She was taller than you?
She grabbed the back of my head, pulled me in,
and
it was my first kiss.
Oh, she knew what she wanted.
Yeah, and I thought that I was magnificent. In hindsight, I probably wasn't. But I remember going over to my friend's house the next night and bragging to him that I'd had my first kiss. And he said, "Shut up, Dave. I don't care." Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say that one's a fact.
Fact is correct. Yes. That's how it went down. I actually.
Shut up, Dave. Nobody cares.
Shut up, Dave. And that has been the theme of my life ever since. Congratulations, man. You're headed to Arcade Fire Mandalay Bay Event Center October 22nd. Thank you for listening. Well done. 3 for 3, dude. You nailed it.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So, little pro tip for you. If you're going to steal a car and you're going to wear gloves, be careful which gloves that you select. And the reason I say that is because there was a guy, I don't even know if you would even call them gloves. You know, you know the giant, like, green Hulk hands?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. They make the sounds like,
boom! Those are fun.
Those are kind of cool.
A guy in Washington broke into a car on Monday morning wearing the big, fake, green, Incredible Hulk hands.
Aren't they like closed fist though?
So they
or do they have like kind of like
something
claws.
Like grabs?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or
maybe these were cut. Either way, he had them where they were attached to the steering wheel, and then somebody came up and startled him while he was trying to steal this car, and he had the giant Hulk hands on as gloves attached to the steering wheel. Well, because they scared him, he panicked and just ran, but he left the Hulk hands behind.
Oh, no.
Still attached to the steering wheel. And there's the picture of the Hulk hands still on the steering wheel of this car that he was trying to lift.
Did they fingerprint the inside of the Hulk gloves?
Nah, didn't need to. They tracked him down about a block away and arrested him. Yeah.
He should have done like those Iron Man toy gloves or whatever.
Pretty much anything but that, yeah.
Funny.
So this is pretty awesome. Barrett Jackson, if you're not familiar with that, they do car auctions, and they've done a lot here in Las Vegas, and they're going to go ahead with their planned auction October 19th through 21st over at Mandalay Bay, and the president of Barrett Jackson has a special item that he has added to the list, a 2007 Ford Shelby GT500 Super Snake 40th edition from his own private collection, and he is going to auction that off, and that money is going to go directly to the Las Vegas first responders.
That is awesome.
All of us at Barrett Jackson are heartbroken over the tragic events in Las Vegas. Last Sunday night, said Craig Jackson, like many people around the country, the event hit really close to home. We had many friends in attendance at that concert. We are deeply saddened to learn that the son of one of our valued customers tragically lost his life. And so he said that the least that he can do is take one of his personal cars, sell it, and that money go directly to first responders.
Aww,
so again,
that's
2007
so sad,
Ford Shelby GT500 Super Snake 40th edition.
Jeez.
So Las Vegas 51s have approved the ballpark in downtown Summerlin. This has been the worst
time.
I mean, it's been the worst kept secret forever, right? I mean, they've been talking about the Howard Hughes Corporation building the stadium over in Summerlin for years now. Well, it is finally official. And it comes, interestingly, in the same week that the Las Vegas 51s lose their affiliation to the New York Mets.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with the 51s going forward? We don't exactly know, but our guess is they'll probably become a farm team for another maybe a West Coast team.
It would make
team.
More sense to be a West Coast team. The Mets just never made sense. We were a Dodgers affiliate for many years as well.
Yep.
I'm glad that they're finally just going to give us a stadium that, Cashman Field is just kind of a dump. It is.
It's not very convenient. It depends on where you live. But, I mean, if you think about, like, the family parts of town, Cashman is more in, like, the downtown area.
Yeah, and again, like,
put it in the suburbs.
It depends on where you live. I mean, it is kind of an inconvenience.
Sure it is.
If you're on the east side of town, then it's going to be a much further drive to go to it. But there's much more. The amenities that are going to be there, the fact that you have downtown Summerlin.
Yeah, it's no secret that the 51s have struggled with attendance over the years. There's some nights, like Dollar Beer Nights, those do well because they sell dollar beer.
Because it's a bunch of drunks like me who will go and drink a bunch of beers.
But think about how great it'll be if you live on the west side of town, or even if you want to hop an Uber or a Lyft and head over there, to be able to go to Red Rock and to downtown Summerlin and to a 51s game without ever having to get in a car and go anywhere. It's all within walking distance now. I love that they're building like a true sort of downtown Summerlin area where you could hang out and do all of these things.
Yeah, because
spend an entire day or a whole weekend
right
there.
Next to the 51s practice facility, yep. Which is the new ice rink that they built there. Downtown Summerlin is fantastic. You know, a lot of places to eat, plenty of places to park. You're right there with Red Rock as well. So it kind of makes it a whole like entertainment complex on the west side of town, which I think is what a lot of people who, I'm a big baseball fan, but the thing that has kept me from going to more 51s games, it's just location.
Yeah. Right.
Because otherwise, I mean, you have Fremont to check out.
But I mean, when you think and about then, where you're going to go with the kids.
Like the old Mormon museum.
With the kids on a weekend, though. Yeah. I mean, like downtown Summerlin seems more appropriate.
It's way
to me.
More, yeah.
All right, so here's the rundown on this. It's you see a bunch of renderings that are floating around right now. Those are not finalized yet, but it's going to be called Las Vegas Ballpark, and it's going to host civic, community, nonprofit, and sporting events. It's a 10,000-capacity stadium. It's going to blend the architectural style of the Summerlin community with the aviation legacy of Howard Hughes.
Nice.
The ballpark will provide a wide range of seating options, including 22 suites, club seats, berm seating, party zones and decks, picnic tables, kid zones, bars, even a pool beyond the outfield wall.
Oof.
So it's designed to create a festival-like atmosphere in downtown Summerlin. The site will be landscaped to complement the master plan community in the area. And I don't know if this is true or not. This is a rumor that's been floating around for a while, though, is that they're going to build it with the idea that should a professional baseball team want to come here, they could scale it so they can make it. They can make this particular site larger.
I mean, can you really?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
I mean, that seems a little far-fetched to me because baseball stadiums are monstrous.
If you're talking about a 10,000 fan capacity stadium, you know.
You need 20,000.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
But, I mean, I saw some of the renderings that I saw, it looks like you could scale it up larger. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know. I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
That's just
a rumor right now. What we do know is that the stadium is going to move to downtown Summerlin, and that's very exciting.
Yeah, if you look at other stadiums, you know they're anywhere between like 35,000 to 55,000
right.
people. Yeah. So yeah, I mean the fact that if you could add 10,000 more, it only puts you at 20. That does seem low.
Yeah, but for the most part, this stadium sounds awesome.
I don't think we'll ever get a professional baseball team here in Las Vegas. I just don't. I think we'll get an NBA team.
NBA's almost NBA, a lock.
NBA's a lock. We've got football. Soccer, maybe, if they want to play somewhere that's not build a new stadium.
They've tried with the
We're
MLS
not
going to
spend $300 million on an outdoor open-air stadium. But baseball, there's just so many games. That's the biggest hindrance, I think, with the with baseball coming to Las Vegas. There's so many games and the cost of building. It has to be an indoor stadium.
So here's the thing is that Las Vegas is a city that is full of entertainment. Everyone goes, well, Vegas can't support. The football team will be fine. The hockey team is going to be just fine.
And
there's only 40
that.
Home games.
But there's so many options as far as entertainment here. And a lot of other cities, like Cincinnati, for example, baseball during the summer is what you do.
St. Louis.
Because there's just not. Yeah, St. Louis is a great example.
That's
a baseball town because that's what you got to
do,
and that's kind of it. Here, you don't even know if the Rolling Stones are playing down the street because there's so much other stuff going on.
There's a thousand things happening here. I would love it because baseball is probably my favorite sport to watch live. There's nothing better because you can just, you know, kind of take your time, go up, get drinks, you know.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, you literally go wait in a line at a concession stand.
And nothing happens.
And you might not miss anything.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I love about baseball. But I would love for it to happen. I'm happy that the 51s are going to be moving to
newer,
accommodating
kind of.
It's a more family friendly area.
Yeah,
we'll call it that.
Exactly.
It's in the suburbs. It's great for families that want to go out and have a good time at the ballpark.
Everything's around them.
I'm very much looking forward to it. It's going to be a couple of years until this is actually all said and done.
Yep.
2019 is what they're saying.
They're thinking about naming it after just like the lot. They just want to name it the
Las Vegas Ballpark. That's the name. Yep.
But they're going to have to still pay $4 million a year to name it that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, hey, LVCBA, what up?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sylvia, you have 3 tickets. Each ticket is a ticket to either Dave's favorite band, Mahoney's favorite band, or Ian's favorite band. You can only give one of the tickets away. Who are you giving the ticket to go see their favorite band? Dave, Mahoney, or Ian?
Message deleted.
Divisive. I like it.
Ian.
What the hell, man?
What?
Why Ian?
Thank you.
Ian is a son of a bitch.
Hey, I love Broken Spectacles. That's like the best band ever.
See, now you're mocking Ivan the Blind Mexican and his band.
It's a great band.
Oh, really? What's your favorite song by them?
They do the covers. I love their covers.
Which one?
You can see clearly
the Tom
now.
Petty one.
The Tom Petty one.
Tom Petty
one. Too soon.
Oh, you shouldn't have said Tom Petty one.
Thank you, Sylvia.
I just feel like we'll have, you know, more likes in music. Like, he likes Gogol Bordello.
You're saying that Dave and I aren't fans of music? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that you guys aren't fans of music. I just feel that we would have
we have been
common.
In the music industry.
No, I get that.
For 20 years.
Yes.
20 damn years.
I'm not saying you
and
don't like music.
The reason we got into the music industry is
was
because
music.
We love
I'm
music.
I'm not saying you don't like music. I'm just saying we probably have a common interest in bands.
Oh, so you made this all about you. It's not about giving somebody a ticket to go see their favorite band. You're thinking maybe Ian's going to drag you along with him, buy you drinks?
Yeah, I didn't think Sylvia would be going with to this. Does he say ticket or tickets?
He said ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, you're not going.
God, how do you make that about you?
I'm not saying it's
so
about
selfish.
Me. Oh, my God.
Please leave a message after the
Ian
tone.
For the win.
Hey, guys. I've been busy. I haven't had time to call in and say anything to you guys for a while. I've been moving to North Carolina. I now live in Raleigh. But I still listen. A few things. Let's comment on the fight. You know, why not? Because I'm an expert and all. Mahoney, man, I mean, did you really think training to box by walking was a good idea? Walking to prepare for a boxing mat is like me knitting to prepare to f*** my wife. Just saying, dude. Okay? Anyway.
Kind of weird stuff your wife did.
Message deleted.
What did he say?
No, we actually found out after the fact that Mahoney had been training. So he was doing the walking, and obviously he's lost a lot of weight mm-hmm. doing the walking. But no, he did some real training in there, too.
I took, like, 3 classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said you'd been coming for months, but whatever.
No, he said that to try to get in your head, Dave.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that worked.
Uh-huh.
All it did is piss me off.
Uh-huh.
Practically broke your nose. Uh-huh.
Is that what you're like?
Oh, my nose is broke.
Yeah, your little lady really? Nose over there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Would I be able to do that if my nose was broke?
You're going to get lightheaded.
Yeah. Ah! You just passed out.
You sound like you work for the Dolphins.
You got a meeting coming up? What's going on with you?
I miss you, baby.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Last night, the Vegas Golden Knights made their home debut, and they crushed 5-2 as the final score. Here is a little combination of the first 4 goals that they scored in the first period.
Hands on, a nice pass. Nosek scores! Nearly skated out, taken up by Brendan Leipzig. Leipzig dangling, looking up top, they score! Giveaway again, it's Eakin centering, but hops over the stick of Perron, perhaps an active stick, got it. McNabb's shot, big rebound, and Neal scores! Back down low to Hella, across for Smith, put in front, they score! It is Neal again!
17,000 fans is about what the T-Mobile Arena holds. Standing room only for a bunch of people. 18,191 was the total count of people that were in the T-Mobile Arena last night. Capacity crowd. And, you know, the city really came together, rallied around the Vegas Golden Knights. And the Golden Knights did a great job of planting that flag and really being supportive of the city when we needed a lot last week. So, well done from the players and the organization. You guys did Vegas proud.
Looking forward to, you know, I mean, that arena is so awesome.
It is.
You
it's
know?
Really cool.
It really, really is. A weekday game for us, a little hard to get to.
Yeah, you know.
Because we go to bed very early, as most people who work this time of day. But seeing events there, seeing Monday Night Raw there before, I cannot wait to go to a hockey game. Cannot wait.
So O.J. Simpson is back here in Las Vegas. Isn't that exciting?
Can we like kick him out
or put back in jail?
Yeah, O.J. Simpson is back here in Vegas, and there is different ladies of the night, if you will, that are trying to provide him with relations with somebody that looks like his ex, Nicole Brown.
That is disgusting.
So creepy. So creepy.
No.
They're trying to, or he's seeking them out.
They're trying to.
Well, that's pretty awful on their part. You know, I mean,
it goes both ways, right? So the owner of the Bunny Ranch, Dennis Hoff, who's always trying to make headlines.
He is the biggest, like, he's the biggest whore out of all of them.
It's true.
It's true. It's like every time that there's something.
But the reason this came up, though, is, and, you know, this is an inside source, so take it for what it's worth. But the word is that he had made a request with a certain formality, he sent word to the Bunny Ranch by messenger looking for somebody that had those same sort of characteristics.
I believe Dennis Hoff as far as I could throw him, and he's a fat son of a bitch, and I can't throw, and I'm not very strong.
Why do you hate him so much, man? Why are you mad?
He's just annoying every time. It's just like, and I hate that like the media picks up on these stories. It's like nobody cares.
But I think he's like he had someone scope out the Bunny Ranch. Just to see if it was like, you know.
O.J. Simpson is a dirtbag. He's awful. He's a dirtbag.
The fact that he was trying to like.
Oh, profit off of the tragedy
that happened.
Like get
a fake paparazzi to ask him about what's going on.
That infuriated me.
So if you don't know what happened, there was somebody who actually does the like freelance photography. So the people that are like TMZ photographers, they don't actually work for TMZ. The
ones here don't.
They're freelancers. Yeah. And they just run around and get video and photos of all these celebrities and they sell it to TMZ. Mm-hmm. Because TMZ buys a lot of that stuff. Well, there's somebody that lives here that was at a golf club where O.J. Simpson was, and they overheard him talking, hey, we should pretend like a paparazzi got me in the parking lot and then release that video of me giving my condolences for the victim. And this was right after it happened. This is, what, Monday or Tuesday?
I think it was Tuesday. This happened Monday, and it was like Tuesday that this went live.
And the person who actually does the freelance photography overheard this. Mm-hmm. And so while OJ's over there in the parking lot shooting this fake paparazzi video, the real paparazzi guy just storms right up on him thinking, hey, if there's already one paparazzi here, you certainly wouldn't mind too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets all flustered, jumps in his car and speeds off.
Ugh.
OJ's the worst. Go away. Leave Vegas.
Go back to
get out of
jail.
Here. Yeah.
Seriously.
So Verizon is now the owner of Yahoo, and they released some information.
What a great purchase that was, Verizon.
Yeah. They say that it was all of the user accounts that got affected by that 2013 hack.
Not just a billion.
Not just the billion that you originally reported. No, it was all 3 billion.
Yeah. Man, could Yahoo have fallen any further? They had the world in its hand.
Oh, yeah.
In the mid-90s.
But that's what happens with all of these companies. Do you remember how infallible Nokia was with their phones?
Well, but do you think Google's going to do the same thing? Google continues to get better.
I don't know. Google's pretty smart. Like, Apple and Google are the end-all be-all right now.
There's
a report out today. 64% of U.S. homes own an Apple product now. Well, 64%.
But they're the thing about Apple... That like I'm an Apple user. We're both using MacBooks right now. We both got iPhones. They're not innovating like they used to.
No.
And that's why I feel like when you stop innovating, that's when your market share declines. Yes, they are the richest company in the world, but I could see them, you know, other people coming with better things. Because the Samsung phones right now are already better.
And you don't have one, do you?
I don't because I'm lazy.
You don't want to get out of the Apple ecosystem.
But I'm a lazy son of a bitch, Dave. Yeah. And that's... I don't want to get out of the Apple ecosystem, but if enough innovation comes around, I 100% will.
See, I think
I don't see that happening to Google.
I would stick with Apple because I'm so used to it. I tried an Android.
Didn't like it.
No.
Yeah, no, I understand how our grandparents felt now where they're like, this is this newfangled technology. If you try to switch one direction or the other, you're just like, it's just so buttons.
The problem is it's... Yeah.
No, that's how I was.
You're so lazy. You don't want to.
Using Android, I don't like it. I'm going back to iPhone.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
I'm getting old.
Yeah. And also, some more great news here. Equifax, whoopsie poopsie, another 2.5 million people affected by that security breach.
So pretty much everybody, right?
Aww. Yeah.
You locked up your credit yet?
Locked it up?
Yeah.
You mean maxed out my cards? Yeah, that's a long time
Dave
ago.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Can't steal my credit if there's no more balance to be had.
Oh, you're clever.
Decline for everyone, including me.
It sucks.
They're coming to Holiday Havoc. Here's Portugal the Man.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Adam Sandler is coming to Las Vegas to do a mini residency over at the Cosmopolitan. We have some free tickets for you. In one of my favorite games, it's called Tipsy or Toddler. So we're going to read you some phrases that were either delivered by a toddler or somebody who was half drunk. And you have to figure it out before we actually play the audio for you. So we're just going to read you the context, the actual words that were said. You have to try to discern it. You can win some Adam Sandler tickets if you're able to do so. That's coming up next.
Tipsy or Toddler.
All right, so we've got ourselves four different phrases, and you have to try to determine whether or not they were said by a drunk person or by a toddler. Alex is joining us from Centennial. What is your experience here? More experience with drunks, babies, or both?
Definitely drunks, little to no experience with babies.
What's your background?
Marine Corps veteran, just in the civilian world now. Have a girlfriend, but no children.
No babies. Well, first off, thank you for your service. We appreciate that. Look forward to having you possibly win some tickets here to go see Adam Sandler. He's doing his mini residency over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, November 10th, 17th, and then January 27th. You get free tickets if you're able to get three out of these four correct, okay?
All right.
Excuse me, two out of the three correct, and then we have a fourth one if we need to go to it as a backup. All right, so again, I'll read the first one, and then Mahoney, you can take it from there.
Okay.
And as we read these, we're just going to read them normally, and then you have to try to determine if it was a drunk person or a toddler that said it, and then we'll play the actual audio. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Number one. Hi, everyone. Today, not going to do anything, so I have more time to talk to you, so...
Is that a toddler or somebody who is tipsy?
I believe that somebody who is tipsy.
Somebody who is tipsy, unfortunately, is incorrect. That was a toddler. Here is the actual audio.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're not going to do anything, so I have more time to talk to you. So,
and being the father of a toddler who's almost 2 years old now, she very much resembles a drunk person. So I understand how these are difficult for you. No worries, Alex. That one was incorrect. On to the next one. Mahoney, take it away.
She just almost broke your phone. My mom's baby almost broke your phone. Uh-huh. My thing wears a harness. Is that a toddler or someone who's tipsy?
Man, so it said my mom's baby. So I'm going to have to say that is a toddler.
Toddler is correct.
Yay!
Yes.
She just almost broke your phone. My mom's baby almost broke your phone. Uh-huh. Nothing wears a harness.
You sure that baby's not drunk?
We're not sure. All right, Sylvia, on to the third one here.
All right. All right. So there's one time there's dog poop on the mailbox, and it stunk, and the neighbors, they got really mad, and...
Tipsy or toddler?
Man, I'm going to have to go tipsy.
Tipsy is correct!
Yes!
Here it is.
All right, so there's one time there's dog poop on the mailbox, and it stunk, and the neighbors, they got really mad, and...
Do you want to try one more just for the fun of it?
Sure.
Okay. But you are very clean, and you are very... You're not looking ugly, though. No, you're looking pretty.
Okay. What?
Tipsy or toddler?
Toddler?
Toddler is right, yes.
But you're very clean, and you're very... You're not looking ugly, though. No, you're looking pretty.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations to you, Alex. Going to see Adam Sandler. You nailed it today in Tipsy Your Toddler. Thank you for listening, and congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
On Sunday, Mahoney and I are going to be out at Aces and Ales for the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party. Important game. The L.A. Chargers are going to be heading to Oakland to take them on, and we're going to be out at Aces and Ales starting at noon. We would love for you to join us. We have your chance to win a custom growler as well as a gift card, plus top stories are coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with David Mahoney.
So one of the more odd stories that we've heard today, Kim Jong-un has a pop star girlfriend who's a part of a group in North Korea that is being called the North Korean version of the Spice Girls.
Well, okay. I mean, if most of your country is hungry, starving, and you don't have access to electricity all the time, maybe this could be considered their version of the Spice Girls. Girls.
Let me play a little clip of Kim Jong-un's ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
Pretty rock solid, huh?
Again, it's not as jamming as Stop by the Spice Girls.
Well, it wasn't as jamming as the Spice Girls. However, Ian has taken it upon himself to do a club mix.
Oh boy.
Of that song. Oh, would you like to hear it?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Broke Mac Pound.
Yeah, just want to need a little shot in the arm.
Yeah. Mac Pound.
I'm going to need some royalties from that. I didn't give you license to sample my voice.
No, give it to him.
On that club banger.
That is brilliant.
Broke Mac Pound.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just heard Mahoney lay down the challenge. He challenged any of us listeners who talk crap to eat our asses. Well, I'm here to accept the challenge. Let's throw down, buddy. Next year, me and you know Dave. But this time, you're going to go down on your back.
Message deleted.
I will say, Mahoney can take a punch. He can take a whole lot of punches, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to put somebody down with headgear and 18-ounce gloves on, but he did take a lot of punches and did not go down to his credit, which is better than last time.
I didn't go down last time either.
You did, too.
No, no.
There's actual video.
I was protesting, Dave. I took a knee.
Oh, oh my God.
Protesting your ugly ass face. Sorry about that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, Dave, you said January, February for the tough enough fights back out here. All right, I want to throw my name in the hat this time. There's somebody in that studio that needs a beating too. Oh yeah, Mr. Froggy Butt himself. That's right. You want some? I ain't blind. I got some 5'7" dad bod that I can go ahead and just whip your ass with. You want some of this? Bring it, pill ass.
Message deleted.
Ian does look like a frog standing up on its back legs.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
it still hurts every time I hear it.
Ian's in great shape. He's in the best shape out of anyone here.
No, that's true. He's in great shape.
Fantastic.
But, I mean, a frog is also very lean when it stands up on its back legs.
No, man, frogs had like love handles, man.
No, they don't. No, what frogs are you talking about?
Like, if you have a frog, they got a big gut, man.
Are you talking about like the big old fat toads?
Yes,
not
that's
a
frog.
Man. No, a toad is not a frog.
I'm same talking
about
thing,
a
man.
Nice, a nice lean frog. Ian is a nice lean looking frog.
Also, I think Ian would whoop that dude's ass.
Yeah, you know what? Just from his voice, I think I could take him.
Just from his voice.
Did you not see what Ian threw down?
I don't know.
At the downtown Boogaloo? Actually, I mean, those were vicious, vicious blows. Yeah. Had they not tried to bamboozle you, you would have knocked Ivan out.
And he
easy.
Was angry.
I believe that. Yeah.
Homeboy was angry.
God, you two are such losers.
Mm-hmm.
Two loser losers.
Mm-hmm.
Just losing on each other.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
Did I technically lose that fight?
Yeah. Well, you didn't win. Did you get your hand raised?
I can't remember.
You did not.
No, okay.
No, you did not.
You won in my book.
You don't remember.
So look at this.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's the only book that matters.
Yep.
We will not be fighting MMA, though. That's too much work.
Oh, God, it's so much work.
It's so much.
Just
like, can we just like arm wrestle next year or something?
Oh, that'd be cute.
A thumb wrestle?
Yeah. Something.
There you go. As we get older, the challenges get less extreme. Eventually, it's just a staring contest.
Yes.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
More and more details keep rolling out about Harvey Weinstein and what a dirtbag he was. Big name celebrities are involved. And it's not just with Harvey Weinstein, although there was one person that allegedly had a run-in with Harvey Weinstein, and Brad Pitt confronted Harvey Weinstein because of it. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But also a couple of male celebrities stepping out saying that they've been subjected to that Hollywood scene where things are just more and more dirty is what we're learning. Also, if you missed last night, the Vegas Golden Knights just tore it up over the T-Mobile Arena. Details on how that game went in just a moment.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Things have gone from bad to really bad to somehow even worse for Harvey Weinstein.
Good.
His wife is leaving him.
Good.
He has been fired from his company.
Good.
And there are all sorts of countless celebrities coming out saying that they were negatively harassed. I mean, you were talking about like A-list celebrities. Ashley Judd, Rose McGowan, Gwyneth Paltrow. That one came out yesterday where allegedly Brad Pitt confronted him because he had approached her and asked her to watch him shower. Like, such weird stuff,
too. Why is that his go-to thing?
Like, he wants people to watch him bathe. Like, ugh.
Maybe it's just, I don't know. It's like
some weird fetish. It's just disgusting,
there
man.
There has to be a name for it.
But there's multiple people, multiple reports of individuals doing this. And again, yes, it's very disturbing on a lot of levels. And thankfully, people are starting to come out about it. But it's not just these females that are saying that they have had issues in Hollywood. In fact, some male celebrities are saying that they have also been affected. Terry Crews, who you probably know if you've seen his face from all the Old Spice commercials. Or
Terry Crews is quickly on his way to becoming an A-list star.
He's like, on the Brooklyn Nine, so he's one of those
Brooklyn
stars.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which that show's killing it on Fox right now. I mean,
he's in all the Expendables movies.
He's got a couple other shows. He's got two other scripted shows, and I think he was doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for a little bit as well. I mean, this guy is...
He said the whole thing happened to me. With wife and I were at a function last year, and a high-level Hollywood executive came over and grabbed my privates, groped them. And he said he confronted the man, but he declined to go public over fear of the public's perception. And Rob Schneider also said that he was harassed.
Yeah, Hollywood is just like a shady...
By a female producer.
It's
yeah.
a shady, shady...
Wait, by a female producer?
Oh, was a male producer? Excuse me.
I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, Rob Schneider used to be funny and used to be in pretty good shape back in the day, but come on, man.
Also, for Harvey Weinstein, Angelina Jolie is on that list.
I believe it.
And this goes back to when she was 22. So early on for Angelina Jolie, back the late 90s, she was promoting Playing by Heart and had a run-in with Weinstein.
Again, it's the whole like shady just side of Hollywood. And then you have people of power who just abuse it.
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. Like, there are plenty of people who want to sleep their way to the top.
Yes.
Or want to, you know, sleep with somebody because they are famous or they can do something for them. Like, there's plenty of people out there who would be into watching you bathe that you don't have to try to, like, corner these actresses and try to force them against their will to do that. That is unreal to me.
I can't even imagine being cornered. Being cornered to do something that you don't want to do.
Like, you hire a professional. Like, whatever. Yes. Like, just, you, like, the
stop,
hell.
Stop forcing yourself on people. But in Hollywood, this is such a well-known thing. This is the 2012 nominees, but this actually was recorded in 2013 after 2012 had wrapped up. Seth MacFarlane was announcing some of the nominees for a big award show, and he actually joked about Harvey Weinstein basically being a predator.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
How sad is that? Like, if there are accomplished young actresses in Hollywood, and there's this tyrant who's the head of a movie studio, who's got all sorts of power, can literally make or break your career with a couple of phone calls, and he's forcing himself on you. Like, what do you do in that situation?
What I'm
saying. It's just, ugh.
I can't even imagine being in those girls'
being the
shoes.
Monday morning quarterback, you're like, oh, well, you just tell them to screw off and then you leave and then that's it. And, you know, you be brave about it. Well, it's not that easy.
In any industry.
Right.
You know, if it's your career that you've been, you know, working your entire life towards and somebody puts you in a situation like that. I mean, we were in a situation where, you know, not even being threatened with the sexual assault. We were in a situation where somebody was just like threatening us.
Oh.
You know, here as a boss, and we didn't say anything until it was over because it would ruin our career. We didn't sue because it would kill your career. You know, if you get put into really tough situations sometimes like this, and people who abuse power and try to prey on other people, they should have the book thrown at them. I hope Harvey Weinstein gets sued, and I hope that if more and more of these allegations come out.
His brother is one of the people that allegedly sold him out. And if so, good on his brother.
Good.
Yep. Like, his brother's because not, like, from what I've been reading, his brother's not,
exactly
a pillar of the community either. But, you know what, he's like, I can't believe my brother sold me out. Like, if you were doing these things, somebody needs to come forward and speak out about
it. And it's been going on for decades.
Yeah.
That's a sad thing.
Crazy.
Don't worry, though, Harvey Weinstein. Lindsay Lohan is here to save the day. Now, she posted this last night. She has since taken it down. But here is the video she put on Instagram. By the way, you can see her clearly at the beginning of this video, so I don't know why she feels it necessary to introduce herself. But, you know, Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. Hi, I'm in Dubai. I'm home. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. And we've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up.
That's so stupid, because it didn't happen to you. It didn't happen to somebody else.
That's such
an ignorant viewpoint on that.
Yeah. How dare you? We're obviously dealing with a great mind.
Hi.
Is there anybody like you would like to have less as a character witness? Like, I think I would rather have Charles Manson as a character witness than Lindsay Lohan coming to my defense.
So last night, the Vegas Golden Knights just crushed it over the T-Mobile Arena. Over 18,000 people there, beyond capacity. They had people standing room only.
Yeah.
Really loud events, and the Golden Knights got off to a very early start, and then they ended up winning the game 5-2 over Arizona. So congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights, undefeated. And the real story here is they've done a great job of getting involved in the community this past week. It's been a tough week for a lot of people. Their players are taking their own time and volunteering, and they seem like they really care and love this city as well. And so for them to show up last night 2-0 after being on the road and play their first home game and continue to be undefeated and win in dominant fashion, the city really needed it last night, and they started with this beautiful tribute, bringing first responders out onto the ice. It was just a great moment at T-Mobile Arena. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been a huge hockey fan in the past.
Yeah,
I'm totally on board with the Vegas Golden Knights.
We support the city. That's what it comes down to. You know, Dave's a Vikings fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. Going way back as far as hockey goes. You know, I was a Blackhawks fan.
Used to be a North Stars fan when they were in Minnesota.
Here's what the bottom line is: Las Vegas is our home. This is where we will be for. This is it. You know,
yep.
This is our home. We love this city, and we are going to support the city in every single aspect that we can. So the Knights, the Raiders, if we get a basketball team, if we get a baseball team, which we're not going to.
We'll continue
to support the 51s.
Yes.
You know, we've thrown out first pitches before. It's been a while. Just saying, guys. And Sylvia has recently sung the national anthem there.
Yeah.
You know, like the new stadium's being built across from downtown Summerlin, which is going to be amazing. That's something that we've been talking about for a long, long time, about how that is the spot for a baseball stadium.
Oh, yeah. And there, and yes, like just to echo what you said, Mahoney, anything that is in this city that is doing right, that is showing that Vegas love and how strong the city is, we are behind 100%, and the Vegas Golden Knights did that last night. So props to you guys. That was great.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Have you been paying attention? Do you know the show? Your chance to get set up with a custom Aces and Ales David Mahoney growler, as well as a gift card to join us on Sunday as we watch some football. The Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party going down at Aces and Ales, 2801 North Tenaya, this coming Sunday. Your chance to get set up. If you have been paying attention, that is next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
If you like beer and football, then you'll probably like our prize for Know the Show today. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
1996, St. Louis, Missouri. Freshman in high school. First time really ever having a real date with a girl.
Oh, goodness.
Her name was Amy. Later on that night, after the dance, she told me that she had... Oh, my God. That's a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
She told you she had...
She was active.
So the first girl that Mahoney ever kissed... After she kissed him over a plate of pasta, she told him that she had something. What was that something? 702-791-1075 is the phone number.
I do love toasted ravioli. You can't get those anywhere else.
It's
really
hard to find, yeah.
So good.
Oh, man, I'm hungry.
Oh, I could go eat like a ton of toasted ravioli.
Yeah,
right,
toasted ravioli. You know, like, yeah, pretty good.
No, but they stuffed theirs with meat, though.
That's stuffed ravioli.
So you eat like the cheese stuffed macaroni. Yeah.
That's not the same.
Yeah.
So if you get to Know the Show today, we got a gift card for you for Aces and Ales, as well as a custom Dave Mahoney Aces and Ales growler. And we'd love for you to join us on Sunday out there at Aces and Ales. We're going to be drinking beer and watching football starting at 12 o'clock is when we'll be out there. And then, of course, you want to get there for the earlier games. Yep. They have the bottomless drinks, which is a whole lot of fun starting at 9 a.m.
Brunch there is phenomenal. Yeah. We love hanging out. So we hope to see you on Sunday.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Tim.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. And yourself?
Good. So you heard the story that Mahoney was telling earlier about his very first kiss, which was very sexy over some... meat stuffed ravioli.
Oh, no.
Toasted ravioli.
Oh. Meat stuffed toasted ravioli.
He's just like so. Yeah. Like,
from the
speechless
pasta house.
Yeah.
We also had the garlic bread.
Oh.
After she kissed him, she told him that she had what, Tim?
The herpes.
Herpes! That's right.
We can't. keep it classy here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
It's quite a way to start, man. Out of the gate, you know.
I was just like.
You're like,
I don't.
Cool.
At 14, you're like, that was my first kiss, and you've already hooked up with somebody?
But, like, you guys kiss, and they're like, by the way.
Couldn't you tell me that before?
At the end of the night. You know?
Yeah.
So. That's not
how did she
nice.
Drop it on you? She's just like, hey, I got the herpes.
Just came out, man.
Very you know, casually. I mean,
hey, props. It sucks because, you know,
you don't want to have
14
yeah.
years old or 15 years old, man. But, yeah, that was, we didn't go out much after that.
For the first time ever, the correct answer on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show has been herpes. Tim, you're getting set up with a gift card and a custom growler. So herpes for once is the correct answer. Congratulations. Thank you for listening, man. Well, okay.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye, dude.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.